As you drive by, you can see the signs at either entrance exit to our ER parking lot. We have the big CT scanner truck parked in our parking lot. It'll be there till probably the end of this month, maybe the first week or two in September. But it's for a good reason. We are installing our brand new 64-slice CT scanner that will be much less radioactive imaging to the patient, so that's safer for the patient. It takes less energy, it's a smaller footprint in the room, and it actually can do more things than our current scanner can. So it's really a nice deal, and we got it through a grant from Helmsley Foundation. They are big advocates for rural health, and they helped, I forget how many, it was like 60 or 70 hospitals, rural hospitals across the
Wow.
United States get upgraded to these CT scanners. So yeah, it's an inconvenience to our patients, and we apologize for that. We are still providing CT services. We can still do our stroke care and things like that by having it in the parking lot. And hopefully, in the next few weeks, we'll get back to a normal and we'll have a great CT scanner in the building.
It's nice to hear that the Helmsley Foundation, and you use the word rural hospitals, so that qualifies to keep rural hospitals up to date with some pretty important equipment, right?
Yeah, they're working very hard to help support rural. A lot of their foundation dollars are going to support rural hospitals. Every year they come out with some new, like this past year, it was the CT scanners. Prior to that, I want to say it was mammography equipment that they were upgrading in hospitals. So they're really doing a lot, and I really commend them for committing to rural and for keeping. I know they've helped out rural ambulance services as well with some grant dollars. So they're really working to keep healthcare alive and viable in these small rural communities.
Some more updates.
One thing I want to make sure the community knows about, the hospital, in conjunction with a number of other organizations across the county, but primarily Barnes County Ambulance, is the other big coordinator, is working to promote what's called Cardiac Ready Community. And this is a program that's created, I think, within North Dakota and maybe other states, I don't remember. It organizes information, it creates spots where people can access an AED, external defibrillator, does a lot of education on CPR and heart health and things like that. And when you are done, there's a whole long list of things that you have to go through to demonstrate your commitment to cardiac ready community. In fact, our mayor did a proclamation. You may have covered it, I don't know. But our mayor did a proclamation proclaiming that Valley City would become a cardiac ready community. That work is going forward. People need to be mindful of the education, take advantage of the CPR. You can get your, there's a number of places like at Crazy Days, they were doing blood pressure testing where you can get your blood pressure test checked and get your heart health started. It's a citywide effort, and there are a number of other organizations, city government, police, fire department, city county health, and I don't want to start listing because I know I'll
You
leave
got
somebody out,
more agencies, yeah.
but there are a bunch of agencies that are involved in this and really working hard to make us recognized and certified as a cardiac ready community.
And that means that to make people aware of it and know how to use it in a pinch.
Yes, with the AEDs and with CPR, but truly the effort is to get people heart healthy so that they don't have to use those things. Now, we want to save heart muscle. So if somebody is having a heart event, everybody needs to know how to do first aid, CPR, use the external defibrillator so that we can save the life and save as much of the heart muscle as possible. But the whole goal of this long term is to create a community that's aware of heart health and doing those things that are promoting it.